of light. As I see these streaks in the sky, I call upon Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame of truth to cut free, cut free, cut free every harmful particle and everything harmful in the space between particles, to be consumed and transmuted by the violet consuming flame and transmuted back into light. Follow it back to its source, so it is never created again to harm life, no matter what form life may take. And we thank thee, it is done. I am that I am, in service to the whole, and so it is. And I have another reading from the Adorations and Affirmations, and it begins. Beloved Mighty I Am Presence, let me hear thee and see thee and feel thee, and let me hold thy hand. Come, walk with me and talk with me. Oh, let me understand, to know and remember all reality. Let me forget all unreality and know myself as thee and thyself in me, as all of God's great blazing light for all eternity. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure above of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee. It is done by the power and might of a thousand suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now in relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, and letting the outside world for a bit just drift away. As you focus within now, take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. And take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, as well as the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you focus on the color in that chakra and the high intensity of that color. So starting now with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that is a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that Earth Star chakra, know that this is the grounding point to not the earth in third dimensional expression, but the earth Gaia herself in her fifth dimensional and beyond expression. So as you focus on the Earth Star chakra, focus on grounding to her now. And at the same time, raising the vibrational frequency within that chakra. Then moving to the next, the root chakra at the base of the spine. See, that is a brilliant, bright ruby red color. Then moving to the next, brilliant, bright orange. And moving up to the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. And then to the heart center, deep blue-green. and the High Heart Center, magenta. And then to the throat area, sky blue. And then the third eye in the middle of the forehead, the ancient third eye center, purple or indigo. And to the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra above your head, pure brilliant white. As you focus on those chakras and the high intensity of each of the colors of those chakras and the alignment of those chakras, feel and know the high vibration within your etheric body. And begin now to, one after the other, merge the chakras together. So merge the earth star chakra below your feet into the root chakra. And then merge those two chakras into the next, and then those three into the next, and so on, until all of the chakras have merged together into the soul star chakra above your head. And once you've merged all the chakras, move your conscious knowing self into those merged chakras. And as you do so, see those merged chakras morphing into a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond. Your choice. But know now this becomes your light body or your Merkaba. Merkaba light vehicle, and which is your vehicle for travel in your light body. And begin now to let yourself rise above your physical body and know that it is your astral, etheric, and light body that is now raising above your physical body, as well as your higher mental bodies beyond that, your causal body, mental body, and so on. And always know that the physical body is just but an instrument for these higher mental bodies to utilize. And let yourself begin to float up above your physical form and up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the sky. Feel yourself moving now, laterally, across the surface of the earth, up above the surface of the earth, and actually feel the motion. Motion leads to awareness. And let yourself be taken to an area, a secluded area, a beach area, beautiful beach as you come down to it. See the waves coming in. It's just a beautiful, beautiful scene. Perhaps a scene that you've seen in pictures before or in your various movies, or maybe one that you've actually been to. But this is a secluded beach. There is no one there. As you find yourself now beginning to move down toward the sand, your feet touching the sand, and know that in your light body, you have your astral and etheric, you have your emotional and energy body included here. So you can feel everything and sense everything that the physical body would also normally feel and sense. So your sense of smell and taste and touch and seeing and hearing are all acute in this area now. As you feel your feet in the sand and the warmth of the sand, the sunlight on your back. Perhaps you hear your seagulls overhead or the crash of the waves coming in. feel the warmth of the sun, smell the salt air. Because you have your etheric body here as well, you can sense the energy that is here, the extreme energy, the negative ions. Think about the times when you've been at a beach before in your physical body, and you feel extra specially good because of those negative ions. But now, here in this place, multiply that 100 times over. Because you are not here in a three-dimensional aspect. You are here in a higher fourth and fifth dimensional aspect right now. You can feel the heightened sense of smell, of hearing, of seeing, of touch. The energy flow all around you. And the touch of Mother Earth on your feet, of Gaia herself now reaching out to you and touching you, and you touching her. And as you walk down to the edge of the water, feel the water coming up on your feet, the coolness of the water over the warmth of your feet in the sand. Feel the energy here, but more than just the energy, the consciousness, the high level of consciousness that is right here in the water, in the sand. You begin now to connect with that consciousness. Connect with the consciousness of the water, the sand, the air around you, the sunlight. And you begin to sense now the beat. As the waves come in and go out, in and go back out, begin to connect with that beat of those waves, in and the out, the in and the out, the in-breath and the out-breath. For you are connecting now to Gaia herself, to Mother Earth. Feel her heartbeat now, connecting with yours, one together. Feel your connection to her. Feel that all is in balance. That is what Mother Nature brings, balance. That is what Gaia brings, balance. Feel that balance. Feel that oneness. Feel that love of Gaia for her children, for you, you for her. For all is one, and one is. Breathe with her now. Be one with her. I am the in-breath and the out-breath together as one. I am the in-breath and the out-breath. I am the balance of all things here upon the earth. I bring that balance. yourself now connected to her consciousness. Be her consciousness. Be one with this great being. Installs this planet. You feel a sense of aliveness within you now as you connect fully with her presence. Her I am presence, your I am presence, as one together. Now, still feeling this connection, this oneness, this balance. Begin to find yourselves now, beginning to rise up once again above this beach, above the waters, and let yourself move back towards your physical body. And as you come back into your physical body, tucking your astral, etheric, and light body back in, still feel that oneness, that connection to Mother Earth, to Gaia in her fifth dimensional expression and beyond. Know that you are one with her. She is one with you. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness in circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. It is always a pleasure to be able to be with you here in this way, to be able to connect with all of you, my brothers and sisters, as one together we are. I come now at this time, in this opportune time that you are approaching, the time when so many of the falsehoods, so many of the deception, so much of the deception has been hidden in the shadows for quite some time, is now coming into the light of truth everywhere. It will continue, for it is destined. You are all destined to become the lights that you came here to be. You came here to be those ones that come before, those way showers, those bringers of the dawn. That's who you are. And as you continue to move throughout your lives, moment by moment, from here on, know that you are those bringers of the dawn. You are the light shining forth from beyond those shadows now, to illuminate those shadows of falsehoods and deception everywhere. And I, Kara, and all of my brothers and sisters are all watching over you and waiting for the moment when we are indeed given that green light to show our presence much, much more. But know, up until that time, we have been given the go-ahead to begin to show our presence much more to those who are ready to receive it, for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. It is our destiny, if you will. It is our purpose of being here to prepare, to help prepare the way for all of you, to be ready to receive once again your brothers and sisters from the stars, your family. We are your family, just as you are our family. And we are waiting patiently, but with great anticipation of the time when we can fully meet with you. For those of you, the way showers, those of you, the light workers and light warriors that are preparing the way now for our presence, because you are able more and more to be able to find yourselves in higher vibrational frequency. And as you find yourselves in higher vibrational frequency and consciousness, then you have paved the way for receiving our presence more and more. First, it will be as it is now, in this way. But soon, very soon, you will find yourselves, each and every one of you, receiving guidance from those who are here to guide you. And it will be more than just a fleeting passing thought. It will seem as real, beyond your own thought processes. You will wonder, where did that thought come from? And you will remember these words now that I am speaking and preparing you for those thought processes to come through. Call it channeling, if you will. Call it thought receiving, telepathy, whatever it is you want to call it. But we will very soon be reaching out to more and more of you. And that is only the beginning. For once these thought bridges are built, then there will be more. There will be an actual presence. Not so much physical at first, but an etheric presence that you will be aware of. You will sense it. You will feel us next to you. For we are your family. In many sense, long forgotten family, but soon to be remembered once again. When I speak of we, I'm not speaking only of our Pleiadian brothers and sisters, but Arcturian and Sirian, and all of the other civilizations that are here to assist and guide you. Some are here simply to watch and observe the incredible undertaking that is going on now, that is in process. And others of us are here to guide you in whatever way is possible in any given moment. That is what we are doing and preparing you for. The ones that you call the ascended ones, the ascended masters, are preparing each and every one of you for a stronger connection to your brothers and sisters from the stars. It is nearly time, my brothers and sisters, it is nearly time for a stronger presence to be not only felt across the planet by those who are ready, to be seen in the skies, a stronger presence than up until this point has been shown. We are ready. We know that more and more of you are becoming ready as well. But we cannot show ourselves en masse until the collective consciousness is prepared enough for it, so that there is no fear, there is no misgivings, there is no mistrust that has run rampant across your planet for so long because of those who have created the divisiveness, the fear that our presence would bring. In the movies, in the various media, they have all put forth that fear. But there are also those movies, those shows that you watch, that are preparing you in the opposite direction, preparing you for a connection once again. You believe in who you are fully. And it is those movies and shows, those media productions that have been preparing you, as well as these sessions that you participate in each and every week, preparing you for, once again, disclosure. Disclosure of the truths to come forward from every direction, from every different source. And then the ultimate disclosure of our presence, which will indeed change your entire planet overnight. Because of the truth coming forward, and the shadows finally lifting and becoming illuminated by the divine light that is spreading everywhere throughout your planet. These are the times, my brothers and sisters, these are the times you have all longed for, waited for, prepared for. They are very close now. Of course, the great solar flash is also quite imminent in these moments. Amkara, I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue each and every moment to prepare yourself, not only for connection with us, but a connection, a fuller connection with your own I Am presence and your own God self within you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you and continue to provide guidance for you wherever it is possible to do so. And we are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
This is sort of a two-parter. There's this ex-general who seems to be in the know, and he has a podcast and on TikTok, and he put out some information that no one else is, and he said that Iran shot about 5,000 missiles all at once and sunk 18 of our ships, our navy ships, to the bottom of the ocean, and you know, it didn't, I don't, I really believe it. I'm just wondering if you could comment on that. And
we would say here to utilize your discernment here and feel within yourself if this is accurate or not. For you have received many, much different information coming from many different sources that say one thing and others say another thing. And it is difficult, we know, for you to ascertain what is the truth and what is a falsehood. But feel it within yourself. Rather than we saying yes or no, that is correct or not correct, feel it within yourself and know that this thing, this what you are hearing is very difficult to ascertain as to truth, is it not? Feel it within yourself.
Yes.
And you have your
answer. I don't feel that it's real, but this guy, I've seen him many times before, and he, you know, I was really shocked by it. So I don't feel it's real, but there's a possibility it might be. You know, I don't.
As we say, there is so much information and misinformation coming from all different directions here now, and it is all about the collapse of the third dimensional illusion in the matrix and the ending of the control of those that have attempted to control for thousands of years here. So it is coming to an end, and what you are hearing is very difficult for you to, at this point in your lives, to be able to feel as the truth here, is it not?
Yes, but it's honing my discernment, that's for sure.
Yes, but it is all about discernment. Shoshana, do you have anything?
Well, of course we have something to share. May we share our perspective here?
Please.
Well, dear brother, there's a two-letter word that tells you whether this is true or not. No. That is what we have to say.
I agree with you totally. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I can ask. Thank you. I can ask my second part question later on.
Well, you may proceed. Proceed.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody's heard about David Wilcox dying supposedly. I don't feel that he did die. I feel that he's been snuck away for safekeeping, maybe. But I wonder if you wouldn't mind commenting on that. You know, it's pretty shocking, and you know, he's not the one to commit suicide, and the whole story is cockeyed.
Please proceed, Shoshana.
We can share here.
Yes, please.
If you would for us to share.
Yes, please.
We will be direct, and we will tell you that this one is gone. He is not upon your planet. He was not secreted away. This one that you speak of battled with severe depression, severe financial problems. And this one you speak of had an auric field that attracted many difficulties to him, and he absorbed the energies of many around him until he could not absorb anymore. So he is not here. He chose this. And he is, well, he is at peace, we will tell you. And he is continuing his work in another realm that is more conducive to his spirit and his soul. That is what we will tell you, dear one. And we know this will shock some, but he He is not here. And that is perfectly okay. Namaste.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
Greetings.
Go ahead, Moses.
Thank you, sister. To follow along our brother's question, I wanted to inquire about this group, referred to as the Masons, and also their sister organization for women, the Eastern Stars, which most recently I had the opportunity to experience what they are capable of. Some of these rock chapters, when they get together and has a group in a cult scenario, they use very, very dark black magic to do things like destiny swapping, do things like sending dark entities, doing things to promote people to become highly depressed and suicidal. And I wanted to know if this is something that is being orchestrated in a coordinated manner at the moment by these organizations, followers as light workers. And if they are, how can we continue to hold the line? Thank you.
We will tell you that the Masons, as you are saying, began as an organization, a grassroots organization that came together to bring about freedom and sovereignty for everyone associated with this group. And they grew, and eventually that idea of freedom and sovereignty took a back seat to those who became the higher levels of this group, of the Masons and the Freemasons and all of this. So originally they were of good intention, and those of the dark forces began to infiltrate this organization, and it became what it is today. Now understand that there are those at the lower levels, we will say, of this organization that are have very good intention and think they are helping their fellow man and all of this. But the ones at the higher levels, not so much. They are the ones that practice dark magic and these types of things. And also understand there was even a group called the Illuminati at one time that was of the light. That is what it means. And they also became controlled and more turned to the dark side as well. Does this answer your question? And Shoshana perhaps can add more here.
Well, we would like to ask this one. What is your question, please, dear brother?
I wanted to know if what happened to our fellow light worker, David Wilcox, was partly also instigated by a coordinated effort from these groups to our community. Thank you.
Well, dear brother, we will share if we may. May we share?
Please do.
There is an agenda that the dark wishes to carry out, that evil wishes to carry out. This is an agenda to overcome the light. And the light workers have an agenda to overcome the dark. So this is the battle. We will tell you that much of this has to do with the power of the being to know its power. The understanding that each being that walks this earth as a human has the power to invite the dark or invite the light into the realm of its existence, you see. When you invite the dark, a battle will ensue. When you invite the light, you become peaceful and protected. That is why the one that you have on this communication invokes the violet flame each time. When you, my dear brother Moses, invokes the violent flame around yourself and around your family and around your environs, when you invoke the violet flame, that is the I Am presence. And there is no darkness that can penetrate, you see. But those that do not walk with the light, those that are programmed as victims of the 3D matrix will invite the darkness. And much of the time, not even realizing that they have invited the darkness. And you will observe this, and it will be perplexing to you why things happen the way they happen. So as far as a coordinated effort, the coordinated effort is not coordinated at all. It is an understanding that each being is sovereign and can choose to invite or not to invite. And the weakness of the 3D reality that you find yourself in is that most individuals are not aware of their power. Once they become aware, nothing can touch them. And God is with them at all times. Does this make sense to you, dear brother?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I immerse myself in the violet flame every day. And I have been under such events where they would try for me to break out a character and commit something that was not of integrity so that they could try to penetrate energetically, but, you know, still holding the line and looking forward to what we are able to do and achieve as a group. Thank you.
And dear brother, we will add here that on many occasions in meditations that this group has done, they have extended out the light into the neighborhoods, into the countries, into the regions, all around the planet. And you may do this also. You may immerse yourself in the violet flame, the golden white light of the source itself, and extend out as far as you can extend in your thoughts, in your imagining, and protect others, you see. That is your power. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release Kyle?
Yes, this is Linda.
Yes.
I have a question. I am wondering if what we call the matrix is actually a sentient being.
We are not quite sure what you are referring to here.
We will We will give our perspective here.
Please do.
Dear sister, may we offer a perspective here?
Yes, please.
As you know, dear sister, from the roots that you carry, from the experiences your soul has had, and many lifetimes that you have lived, all is sentient. All is sentient. The smallest molecule to the largest boulder is sentient, has consciousness, you see. So when you ask, does the thing we call the matrix, is it sentient? Of course, but it is collectively sentient. The sentience that the matrix carries is that of all that it encompasses. All beings, all minerals, all plant life, all animal life, all atmosphere, all that it encompasses to become the matrix creates its sentience, you see. So as those that are contained in the matrix move forward in consciousness, bring in more light, so too does the matrix, you see. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, in a way. When I've been seeing this, what I'll call sentient matrix, it seems like an amoeba, and it moves toward areas of the planet that are dense. And by that, I mean, you know, large cities or areas of great darkness. And it just, I know it senses and it feels it, and that's why I asked the question. So thank you.
Well, we will add here that to understand the consciousness of anything, you must see the totality of it. You must see all parts of it, which is in many ways difficult or close to impossible for the human brain to capture, you see. What we know about you is that your visions, your dreams, your understandings, your meditations are messages for you. And it is whatever you have seen, the message you must attempt to comprehend is your role in the matrix, your role in the experiences that you must interpret and embrace. We hope that makes some sense to you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. We are ready then to release channels. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We will say that each of you, as you awaken to your true power, to the source within you, you will carry out your mission with great efficiency. So we will tell you to ask for the enlightenment, ask for the light to penetrate your being and your soul and your mind and your heart so that you may continue to carry out what it is here you are to do. Namaste.
Very good. And we say here, be prepared now, for there are many changes afoot here. So find yourselves more and more in the moment, neutral in the moment, so that you can fully embrace the light within yourself and be able to hold and anchor that light and share it when it is appropriate. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Cheers.
Cheers.